This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, I stopped by Southwestern High School in Piesaw. While I was there, I visited with a few students from their FFA chapter and had a chance to talk with senior and vice president of the chapter, Ashley Eaglehoff.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your role with the chapter, and then also some things that you guys have going on?
Absolutely. Like you said, my name is Ashley Eaglehoff, and I am serving as the Southwestern chapter vice president this year. This is my fourth year being involved with our FFA chapter here at Southwestern. And I also placed first in state last year as our Parley Pro chairperson. So I have competed at state and loved every minute of it.
Well, congratulations on that. That's a great accomplishment. What events does the chapter have going on? What have you guys been doing so far this year and maybe anything else that's coming up?
So far this year, we've done a lot of community service as far as parking cars at different community events, such as Olden Days that was held in Dow. And then we also parked cars at the Carlinville Festival this past weekend. So we try to get involved with the community while the weather's good. And then a lot of times we will do a petting zoo and invite all the younger students and sisters, siblings, brothers, so on and so forth, to come out and look at all the farm animals. And we just try to really involve the community and alumni in all of our activities.
Can you tell me off the top of your head how many members there are in your chapter here at Southwestern?
In our chapter here at Southwestern, there's about 60 students. Some are active, some are not, but there's around 60.
Once again, that was Southwestern High School FFA Chapter Vice President Ashley Eaglehoff. Be sure to join us again during the next few days if you'd like to hear other updates from FFA members at Southwestern and see what they had to say during my visit. 17 farmer leaders from across the country will be sworn in as directors of the United Soybean Board at its upcoming annual meeting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced that the United Soybean Board will increase its number of farmer leaders from 70 to 73 to reflect the growing U.S. soybean production. Two of the appointed farmer leaders are from Illinois. Those farmers' names are Gary Berg and Lynn Rorschieb. The farmer directors of the USB board oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. They invest and leverage checkoff funds to increase the value of U.S. soybean meal and oil, to ensure U.S. soybean farmers and their customers have the freedom and infrastructure to operate, and to meet the needs of U.S. soy's customers. The deadline is fast approaching for implementation of positive train control safety systems, and some say the economy will start to feel the effects next month. The Association of American Railroads says while the deadline nears at the end of this year, it will not be met. That's bad news for agriculture, as rail cars used for shipping inputs like fertilizer and grain could be pulled off the tracks starting sometime next month. A House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee bill calls to extend the deadline to the end of 2018. The National Farmers Union this week urged Congress to pass the bill, as President Roger Johnson said, family farmers are already experiencing low commodity prices, and delays in rail service would only pile on additional economic strain. Association of American Railroads President and CEO Ed Hamburger said that the freight rail sector is committed to getting the job completed, noting that freight railroads have invested $6 billion to date. But the railroad industry won't make the deadline to have 40% of the plan implemented by the end of the year. Despite the calls for an extension, the White House plans to enforce the current PTC deadline. Yesterday, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders Committee harvested their soybean plot at the farm of Adam Anderson in Butler. I had a chance to catch up with the vice chair of the committee, Eric Hyen.
My name is Eric Hyen, and I work at First National Bank in Litchfield, Illinois. I've been a young leader member for about 5 years now. This is my second year as vice chair, and we were out here today taking out the soybean plot. We had about 8 different companies with, well, each had 2 different varieties of soybeans, so it came out pretty good. Had about 17 different varieties out there this year. It was a good day. Sun was shining. Everything's pretty dry right now, so the moisture on all the beans was roughly around 8 8.8, 8.9 for moisture content. Test weight was pretty good. It averaged out around 58 roughly, and got it all out. It looks pretty good.
And do you have any other experience with farming other than what you're doing today? Do you farm at home, or does your family have an operation?
Yes, my dad has a farm, and my grandpa also farms, and my brother and I help them out whenever we can, usually after work hours, and is spent in the combine or the auger cart. And we're almost finished up this season, and everything's went well, and waiting for some rain now.
I think everyone can agree with that statement. As far as the Young Leader Committee goes with Montgomery County Farm Bureau, do you guys have any upcoming events or meetings that you'd like to talk about?
Yes, we have our annual Farm Bureau meeting coming up here in November, which it's always a very good turnout and good food, and get to visit with everybody after harvest is all over and said and done. So just a nice time to kind of get together. So, yep, that's coming up next.
Once again, that was Eric Hyen, Vice Chair of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader Committee. Tomorrow will be my last reminder for you, but we are still giving away those pork certificates from our friends at the Mid-Illinois Pork Association. Visit our website for the official rules of the contest and to learn how to enter. Today's pork fact is the U.S. produces 23 billion pounds of pork annually. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.